Fresco of the Crucifixion. The large fresco of the Crucifixion represents one of the favorite themes of Giottesque culture, one the master confronted at the work sites of Padua and in the lower church of Assisi. The typology consisting of the cross in the center, flanked by figures of soldiers and by a group of mourners, is enriched by the additional presence of numerous personages, including Saint Francis on the far left, and two donors situated in the margins. These are probably Azzone Visconti, who built the church in 1336, and his wife Caterina di Savoia Vaud, accompanied by a saint, perhaps her namesake, Catherine. The presence of the patrons is proof of the work's clear celebratory intention, given that the religious building was the Palatine Chapel of the Visconti, that is to say, the church of their palazzo. This is the first Milanese work with an indisputable Giottesque touch and a precious document of the activity of his closest followers. It is exquisite for its capability of synthesis, perspective vision, and monumentality, till then unknown to Lombard art of the time, with the exception of the works executed in Milan in those same years by the sculptor Giovanni di Balduccio from Pisa. Despite the work's deterioration owing to humidity inside the church, still today we can admire the almost portrait-like quality of the characters depicted, which references a realism of a Lombard and Northern stamp, along with a wealth of colors and details. As was the practice at the Giottesque work site, painting was not done by puntate, that is to say, with the artist on a scaffold for long intervals, painting from top down, but instead by giornate. The paint was applied to a portion of still wet plaster. The giornate method, inaugurated by the great master, was considered more modern and innovative, as writer Cennino Cennini also confirms in his Libro dell'Arte, written around 1400. When the fresco was detached from the wall in 1953, its synopia was also recovered and is today held in the civic collections of the Castello Sforzesco. The synopia presents several differences with respect to the final realization.